Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, here on the Hawk and Tom Show, you hear us use filler words a lot, like giggly wiggly, stuff like that. You know, we use these filler words. Is anybody paying attention?
I was, Tom.
No one else?
I smiled.
Giggly wiggly?
I heard you.
Okay. Well, studies have found that young people say the word more than older people, and men use filler words 38% more than women do. And I have actually some things you can do to, or tricks you can use to not say the word or ah. Now, the other day, Tom, you were watching a video, I think it was in Japanese or something, and it was actually teaching you how to use the word or ah in Japanese. Are you learning a second language?
No, it was a discussion of political correctness, and apparently the Japanese word for sounds like a word in English that sounds racist.
Oh, really?
So they were trying to explain why it's not racist. But then some people are like, well, they should change their word so it won't offend anyone.
Ah, okay. That's pretty deep right there.
I'm tired of hearing that.
Yeah.
Well, here's some of the tricks you can use. How many people use, what do you use? What's your filler word? Mine's or ah.
Oh, I know. We hear it.
Yeah. Yours too, Kato.
I don't know.
Okay. So keep your hands out of your pockets, they say. Several studies have found that you use words like and ah a lot more when your hands are in your pockets. So take them out of your pockets. That's one thing you can do.
Rarely have them in my pockets. I don't usually keep my hands in my pockets.
Well, normally you're sitting down here, but
I mean, I still don't have them in my pockets very often. That's an odd pose for me.
How about your coat pockets sometimes?
Well, if it's freezing outside.
If my hands aren't contained, I get real fidgety, and then I can't focus. Like, I start picking at my nails and stuff. Oh, gosh, like that one. Just look down and notice.
But you didn't say at all.
Yeah, because I was focused because I wasn't fidgety. Now I'm getting fidgety.
Yeah, but your nails look gross. So
they're painted.
Here we go. Get into the habit of pausing between sentences. A lot of people use filler words because they feel like once they start talking, they have to keep talking. But pausing between sentences can actually add more gravity to what you're saying. Okay? Sometimes my brain is stopped, but my mouth just keeps going, you know. It's like, and then I wind up in this word cul-de-sac, and I don't know how to get back out.
You're in it now.
Yeah, I know. Like. My brain stopped about 2 minutes ago.
I think is kind of like when you hit that cul-de-sac and you do about 5 or 6 or 7 three-point turns to get out of it.
There you go. They say know what you're going to say before you say it, which isn't always possible unless you're giving a presentation at work or something.
Right. But if you're arguing with someone, you're trying to think of stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of times you're not even listening to them. You're just trying to think of a good comeback.
And usually that's hours later after the argument has ended.
As you're driving away going, man, I should have said this. Why did I say that? All right. Ways or tricks you can use to not use the word and ah. They say, keep making eye contact. You don't use as many filler words when you do so. So they say because it keeps you from being distracted. So you eye contact. And when anyone mentions eye contact, everybody's now looking at each other and having a stare off right now.
I actually wasn't, but.
Well, you never do, Tom. Honestly, we don't even know when you're talking to us sometimes. You can be looking at the wall and eating a cheese puff, and we're like, is he talking to me?
Yeah, start talking.
Or is he talking to himself?
The funny thing is, I'm the only one listening half the time, even though I'm not staring at you.
Okay.
I mean, really, it's like sometimes I don't think you're listening to me at all.
Over here.
Because you're thinking of what you're going to say next instead of, like, listening to what I'm saying.
Just like I'm doing right now. Okay, so they say if you are on your phone, don't multitask because you need to focus on the conversation. A lot of times you'll be multitasking and the other person be talking. You're like, I'm oblivious to this conversation.
Well, sometimes you're hearing the same story, so I got to play my word game at the same time.
I'm with you.
But then the story changes, and I'm like, well, hold on. Now, what was the girl you were talking about? Because I thought you were talking about, no, I didn't change the subject. I'm like, oh, start all over then on that subject.
And then you're like, you know what? It's not worth it. Never mind.
Yeah.
As the person telling the story, when they're like, wait, start over, you're like, never mind.
When I was a kid, and like this happened at school and also Sunday school, I would be goofing off, and it looked like I was paying no attention at all. The teacher would call on me, and I would answer the question. For some reason, my mind has like a DVR in it, and I can go back and replay what they said, even though I wasn't listening when they said it. And I could be like, oh, she asked this. Okay, and then answer it. And it used to drive them crazy. I don't know how I got that little gift, but it's been very helpful during marriage.
I'm sorry. What happened during marriage?
See, I can back mine up and just do that and figure it out.
Because I really did zone out just now.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
I think we need therapy this morning.
Someone.
We're all sassy.
Well, anyway, a few things to help you out, not to say or ah a lot, but the phone thing makes you are trying to halfway pay attention anyway.
Yes, I agree.
I used to watch someone who would be on the phone.
Yeah.
And this was back in the days of landlines. And they would be talking. They would literally put the phone down by their waist and make facial expressions like, and I would get stressed out because I was like, you're not listening to them right now.
Yeah.
And they would pick it back up and they would be like, uh-huh. I was like, oh my gosh.
But nowadays, I mean, you can surf the internet. You can do so much multitasking when someone else is on the other end of the line. You know, and it's like you can be Googling a whole different story and reading that while they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Watching TikToks.
Yeah. Well, that's hard to do because the audio.
Yeah, I have the captions on.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same.
I hope I've helped you out this morning.
You know, we didn't say and hardly at all during
that. Well, that's
that.
Because when you're talking about something, you're paying more attention to it. Like when you're talking about eye contact, you're paying more attention to it, and you have, I'm over here, Tom. Come on. Again, staring over at the wall.
That didn't work.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, Thanksgiving coming up. We've got the holiday meal, but it turns out that there's not enough room for all the foods on the table, and one of them has to go.
Mm.
So they asked people, if one thing had to go, what would it be?
Uncle Freddy.
Okay. He's not on the table.
I don't have it. That's a whole different game, though, and that is helpful.
Okay. So they asked, and they did it in sort of an elimination style. They would ask about different items, and then you would basically decide whether or not you were in the majority or not.
Now, see, this is going to be biased, depending on where they did this survey. If they did it up north or out west, it's going to be different if they ask everybody in the south, which is where the most obese people are, because we know good food
in
the south.
We're good at it. Fried.
So it's going to be a mixture of Americans, I believe.
We'll see I'll tell you.
All right. Sweet potato casserole versus green bean casserole. That's which
easy.
Would you drop?
That's
it's easy for me, too.
Yeah.
Sweet. Dump the sweet potatoes.
No. Yep. No.
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm.
I want to keep the green bean casserole with those little onions on top.
No, not at all.
Why do you say that so condescendingly and as if you're the only person that matters?
Where do you go here in the upstate to get green bean casserole? Probably nowhere. Where do you go to get sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows on top? Pretty much every barbecue place here in the upstate.
They don't put marshmallows on top.
Yeah, sometimes cookie crumbs and all kinds of stuff.
The crunch on top.
Let's watch them fight it out.
To be honest, I don't like the green bean casserole. I'd rather have regular green beans. But we have both. We have a Spice Diner. You can buy a platter of the sweet potato casserole.
Sure, your table is not big enough for
both. You got to get rid of one of them.
We do both.
You can't.
I'd get rid of the sweet potato casserole.
I would not.
Me too.
Y'all are wrong.
All right, anyway.
Well, 58% said they would drop the sweet potato casserole, so we're not wrong.
Bye.
All right, baked sweet potato versus pumpkin pie.
Sweet potato.
Oh.
Drop the sweet potato. Me too. I would. I mean, I'm not a big pumpkin pie, but I'd eat it before a baked sweet potato.
Pumpkin pie is the pie for Thanksgiving. That is the fall pie for everybody.
I think I'm keeping the sweet potato.
I am too. Both of you. I don't eat either one, but I don't like pumpkin pie.
Man.
But it's not like it's healthy because I put butter in it and bacon and everything else.
I don't like sweet potatoes.
Cinnamon.
All right, cornbread versus rolls.
On Thanksgiving.
This surprised me. This honestly surprised me.
Thanksgiving, you always do rolls because you have cornbread in your dressing.
I'm sorry, but I'm doing cornbread. I'm keeping the cornbread. I'm dumping the rolls.
It's wrong.
I'm going to keep both and hide them under the table.
By the way, can anybody find brown and serve rolls? You can't find them anymore. That's my favorite roll, and you can't find brown and serve rolls anymore.
Mm. I don't know. Maybe people gave them up because they would give up the rolls over the cornbread.
Oh, that is wrong.
I don't believe this.
No, don't even take this on the internet.
All right. Gravy versus cranberry sauce.
Get rid of them both.
No.
That's not a good decision.
That's crazy. You're going to get rid of gravy?
Yep.
It's not a good comparison.
Yeah. Well, I know, but it's a pretty obvious 72% would drop the cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Wait, sawmill gravy or the brown gravy? Sawmill I'll keep, but I don't like brown gravy as much.
Brown gravy for Thanksgiving.
Have you ever had sawmill? Judgy? It is so good.
Yes, but not with Thanksgiving.
Sarah, I'm not 2 years old. Yes, I've had it.
Well, I am.
Where's she from?
I don't know. And, of course, do you slice your cranberry sauce or do you serve it with a spoon?
We have my sister makes homemade fresh cranberry.
That does make a difference.
Yeah.
And I don't eat it. I eat the canned stuff.
Yeah.
I will slice me off a chunk of canned stuff.
Yeah, slice it off like a slice of bologna and make a cranberry sandwich.
Yeah.
All right, Brussels sprouts versus glazed carrots. That is a bad choices there.
Well, you go with glazed carrots.
I hate carrots. I would drop the carrots, but most people would drop the Brussels sprouts.
I would drop the carrots.
Yeah, 59% would drop the Brussels sprouts. All right, getting to a more interesting one here. Apple pie versus pecan pie.
Drop apple pie.
Yeah,
wouldn't you think pecan pie would be Thanksgiving?
Well, yeah. I would drop the apple pie, too.
Yeah,
you got pumpkin pie first that represents Thanksgiving, and then pecan pie. That's how it goes.
Tori?
Am I the only one who says pecan?
No, you're not. 70% would give up the pecan pie.
No,
she says pecan, not pecan.
Yes, y'all are fancier than me. I'm keeping the pecan.
I say pecan, but I heard Hawk say pecan.
Yeah.
So I went with that.
I do not want to eat anything with pea in it.
Well, I'll keep pecan pie for myself then.
My granny had a pecan beside her bed.
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
Well, most people would give up the pecan pie. I find that shocking. I would much rather have the pecan than the apple.
Yeah, apple pie's a summertime
food. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree 100%.
All right. And finally, this is one that's been debated many years. Stuffing and mashed potatoes. Which would you get rid of?
Golly.
Mashed potatoes.
I'd get rid of the stuffing.
Is it stuffing or dressing?
Dressing.
It said stuffing.
Okay, because there's a difference. The stuffing is kind of like, hard and crunchy, and the dressing is kind of
moist.
Yeah, and just delicious.
Slimy.
Oh. Yes.
We don't do mashed potatoes. Well, we just do dressing.
62% would drop the stuffing. Only 38% would give up the mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes is a well-loved thing by everyone. I think when you had to make a choice between those two, most people are going to go with the tried and true mashed potatoes.
Who orders turkey and mashed potatoes? No one. It's turkey and dressing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. You go to a restaurant, I want some turkey and mashed potatoes. Yeah. You never hear that.
You never hear turkey and stuffing either.
No.
It's dressing.
Turkey and dressing.
Gosh.
Well, here's what's so amazing to me about this whole conversation.
Is how upset you are.
Yeah. Obviously, you don't bring up politics. People are going to fight over that. You talk about what you're going to serve for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I think less of some of you now.
And me too. Me too. Yeah, I think less of me.
Look at Tori over there.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Fiddler on the Roof is going to be at the Peace Center this week. And last time Fiddler on the Roof was in town, we got in big trouble with a Torture Tuesday.
Yeah, Cato went out and he became the fiddler on someone's roof.
A stranger's roof.
They didn't like it very much. So we
got in trouble with this one because we had to go to the principal's office, as we call it.
Yeah, the lawyers got involved, we're not able to do it again this year, but we did want to share it with you if you hadn't heard this before.
Yeah.
It is very funny for for us, not so much for Cato.
Mm-hmm.
He has PTSD, but it's a good laugh. And, of course, with Peace Center having Fiddler on the Roof, it makes perfect sense right now.
Fiddler on the Roof, Torture Tuesday for you this morning. This is what happened.
It's not a two-story home, so.
It's a ranch style.
I can't carry the ladder in.
Don't make a lot of noise, Cato. You don't want to wake the neighbors before you get on top of the roof.
I'm trying to carry a ladder and my fiddle. And
don't drop the fiddle either.
I'm not.
Now, what part of the house are you going up to?
Well, I was
going
to go on the side, but it looks like the roof's a little bit lower and to the front, the right front, like right next to the front door.
Well, you got to go to the part that's that you're going to be able to reach with your ladder, I guess.
Yeah, because I don't think I'll be able to reach it this side. I need to be quiet. The window's right here next to me.
Don't crash through the window.
No. Okay, I think I almost knocked the ladder over putting it up.
Well, try not to be so noisy, man.
Okay. All right, set up now.
It's probably hard to climb with a violin.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I hate ladders. Oh, I'm sorry. My phone's in my pocket. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I'm going to get over the gutter.
You know, it's always scarier once you get on top of a house.
Yeah, it's usually scarier for me up there than it is down on the ground, too, Hawk.
Hold on, y'all. I can't. I'm going to have to put the violin on the roof now. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get back down. Last time I climbed up on the roof, somebody had to climb up to help me down. But it was a lot taller than this. Okay, I'm up here. Now, what do you want me to do?
Just start fiddling on the roof there, maestro.
Any particular song you want to hear?
Like you know how to play in the first place. You might want to tune up.
The heck with that. Just start playing, man. They're going to come out before you even start playing.
Like he even knows how to tune up.
Does that sound like it's tuned up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. How would we know?
Okay. I need a song. Maybe The Devil Went Down to Georgia. That's the only song I know.
I'm sure that's in Fiddler on the Roof. Yeah,
it should be.
All right, here I go.
Go ahead.
That's all she's worried about.
I'm
tell her you're Fiddler on the Roof.
I'm the Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. You're gonna wake them if you keep yelling.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me.
Ask her, hadn't she ever heard of Fiddler on the Roof?
Have you not heard of Fiddler on the Roof?
On my roof? No, I haven't heard of Fiddler on the Roof on my roof.
Say, how stupid would that play be if someone came out and yelled at the guy as soon as he started playing?
You know what? This would be kind of stupid if at the Peace Center somebody comes out and starts yelling at that Fiddler.
Hey.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. That's funny.
I need you to get down from there. I'm going to call police.
Uh-oh, police.
Yeah.
I can help you get your children up for school.
Cato,
I'll help you.
Start playing and jump up down on the roof.
Okay. She's calling. She's going in to call the police, y'all.
What is she doing?
She's counting down.
I'm getting down. Will you hold the ladder for me? I'm getting down. She started to walk away.
Tell her you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please meet the kids.
Hold it. I almost fell off the ladder. I need you to hold my violin. I can't. Oh, don't drop it. That thing costs $1,500.
All right, you get down.
I am coming down. And you should go see Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah, tell her you're from the Peace Center. Don't say you're from the radio station.
Yeah, and I'm from the Peace Center, by the way.
Wow. Needless to say, we got in big trouble for that Torture Tuesday. Cato fiddling on the roof of some stranger's roof.
I don't think I've been on a ladder since.
Who knew that's trespassing?
Yeah, I know.
I knew we were outside.
Yeah. We figured it out after a little while. But anyway, have fun with Fiddler on the Roof. Go see that this week at the Peace Center. That's our Torture Tuesday this week.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So I got a shout out. You know, we talk about Pelham Links Family Dentistry a lot.
Right.
I want to shout out to Dr. Blackwell, Lori, and Lindsay. I went to the Simpsonville location yesterday, and I started thinking about some weird things. When was the last time you went to the dentist? And do you go every, like, twice a year, like they say to?
Is this like a quiz or something?
Because
I don't want to answer these questions.
Do you go every, like, twice a year?
No.
Do you,
yes.
Tori? Do you, Cato?
I do, and I just went last month for a cleaning.
So, do you know that advice did not come from dentists to go twice a year? It came from marketing driven by a toothpaste company.
Really?
Yeah, old toothpaste ad, and it had no science behind it at all. Just said, you need to go twice a year.
So what's the real answer?
It's the same kind of magic that they use with the marketing word with repeat and shampoo. You know when they did that sales doubled when they said repeat, rinse, and wash again.
So I don't think that's how they say it, but yeah. They say wash, rinse, repeat.
Yeah.
They don't start with repeat because that would be dumb.
Yeah, true, true.
Repeat, wash again, rinse.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, so I'm sitting there, you're waiting on the dentist or the dental hygienist, and your mind just starts thinking about weird things, you know, and they have a TV there, so sometimes that can occupy your mind. That's easy, makes it act, you know, you can catch up on any show you want.
Now, where's this again?
At the dentist's office.
Yeah, I say because at the doctor's office, it's all these horrible diseases.
Well, with the doctor's office, totally different. And they ask people what they did with their time while they are waiting for the dentist or the doctor to come in.
All right.
And, well, most people are on their cell phones, obviously. Easy to play a game or, you know, do whatever you need to then.
Catch up on texting.
Yeah. One third of us actually use that time to catch up on some Z's. We try to go and take a little nap.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll shut my eyes sometimes.
I hope you're not in front of me. If they call your name and you don't get up.
No. You're already in the, waiting for the doctor. You're in the back room.
Oh, when you're laid back, it is hard to stay awake.
When you're laid back,
when you got the hospital gown on. Ready for your yearly, I'll put a hospital gown on.
This is for the doctor's office and the dentist.
I was going to say, at the dentist's office, they're probably looking at you really weird.
You go, where's your gown? So I don't know where to put those on.
Sir, did you bring that gown in here with you?
I don't want the doctor.
And then, of course, they look under your gown like, oh, you got one cavity.
Oh.
That's funny right there.
Wow, I set that up, didn't I?
You get it?
Sorry.
If you had a gown at the dentist's office, one cabin.
Is it uncomfortable to laugh and be the only one laughing at your own joke?
I didn't even recognize. There's plenty of people here in the upstate laughing right now.
Sure there are.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it. So they also say that 1 in 3 of us actually doodle with the equipment that's in the room.
What?
We like mess with the equipment because you got all those little gadgets there right beside you.
That's disturbing.
Yeah.
Because that means they put that in my mouth and you mess with it.
I watched a video where a girl licked all the little popsicle stick things they had and put it back in. I don't know, because people are sick.
And who's filming that?
The mom. The mom was filming. I know.
Disgusting.
I know.
That's assault.
And she didn't tell anyone?
I don't know. I reported the video.
I hope so.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. A few of us actually take our blood pressure with the blood pressure machine that's hanging on the wall.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
Not only that, but they do it the first thing I walk in.
Yeah. But you mess with that little pumper thing?
No.
You don't do that? Neither do I. Okay, and then they say 25% of us have actually looked in the cabinets.
I've done that.
Have you really?
I mean, aren't you curious?
I leave those alone because I'm like, that's restricted area.
No, it's not. It doesn't say don't open the cabinet. It doesn't have a lock on it. Mm. I'm curious. See, maybe there's extra soap. Maybe there's like, I don't know, cool stuff. Take a bunch of stuff home.
But see, you can't do that at the dentist, though.
No, they're open.
Yeah, I mean, the doors, there's no doors. And plus, when they sit you down, she immediately starts working on me.
It's don't not judge like... me. You wear a gown at the dentist.
That's true. Yeah, and top things that we hate at the dentist office is when the dentist asks us a question while he has gadgets in our mouth or she has gadgets in our mouth.
Yeah.
But they still can understand, which is kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
That's what most of dental school is.
Numbing shots, which I got yesterday. The whole side of my mouth was numb for about you know, half the day, and then you try to, and you bite your lip as you're trying to eat.
I don't have that problem. I feel like they've made that stuff better. It goes away quicker. It's not as bad while it's happening.
Well, yeah, okay.
Now, when I was a kid, it did seem like half your day was numb.
All right, the sound of a drill and the smell of a drill is what we hate. Not being able to swallow when they have those gadgets in your mouth.
I hate that. Uh-huh. And you got that big puddle of something in the back, and you're like, please suck it out.
You're sitting there drowning.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't. I have to swallow. So I'm like, and I know they see my throat. Swallow. Yeah. And that's when they grab the vacuum and stick
like,
it
in their mouth.
And when you see the dentist, hand lift up while you're, you know, throw you a life preserver.
Yeah, because I have a bad gag reflex, so the dentist is not fun, and I know my dentist listens.
Well, the worst thing is putting gunk in your mouth to make
really?
A mold.
Really? That doesn't bother me that much.
I hate it.
I won't allow them to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. They're like, you want some teeth whitening? I said, you have to take a mold of my mouth? They're like, well, yeah, no.
What about when they put that thing so they can get the x-ray and it chomps down into the back of your gum?
Yeah, those are better, too. They used to be really bad. Now with those x-ray ones, they're much faster, and it's not quite as uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. Mm,
yeah. When I was a little kid, they would have these ones, and it looked like it had a smiley face on the x-ray machine. Like it had a long Pinocchio-like nose,
yeah, mm-hmm.
And then it would have a smiley face as they're zapping you with the radiation.
Yeah, well, Dr. Blacko was saying that the thing that they hate most, sometimes you got the spit that's coming out of your mouth, and like they're protected now with their face covering, but he said he had his glasses on and his, you know, mask on, he's like, there's a one little place, you know, in between his glasses, and he was doing it one time, and that little bitty, like, gun or their saliva came up and just hit him right in the eye. He's like, ah, excuse me, I'll be right back. Hold that drill for me. I'll be right back. Anyway, I had fun messing with all the gadgets yesterday. I'm kidding. I did not do that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I promise I did not.
I hope you drill a hole in your hand.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.